Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today is Wednesday, the date is the 20th day of March, and the time is the porn star's time. The time is 6 o'clock, 6 and 9 minutes, and 9 and a half minutes. Who did it? What did you, Sunshine?
It was.
All right. So the time is now 6 and almost 10 minutes, and it's the time to relax. It's a time to really, how do you say, lean back, put your feet on the coffee table, make sure your wife doesn't see you.
Make sure your feet are clean.
Make sure you're home and you're not driving.
Make sure you're home and not driving. Yeah, close your eyes. If you're married, you must keep one eye open. Closing both your eyes is not guarantee for continuation of your life. So, yeah. Keep one eye open, and that's about it. So my name is Roy Peretz, and my team and me will try to make the next hour a happy one. I know today is Purim. This evening is a evening of Purim, so we'll have to party a little bit, and we'll try our best. We'll try our best, although we are quite a skeleton stuff today because everybody's celebrating Purim today. So who do we have here today? First of all. We've got with us the fifth porn star. I want you to say hello and a little bit of applause to Sasha Starr.
Hello.
How are you doing, Sashi?
I'm good.
Are you on a hurry somewhere?
I'm about to get all dressed up and go to a Purim party.
To where?
Purim party.
Purim, all right. Are you going to eat a lot of ham and tashin?
I'm not sure we will be. We had a lot at the outside broadcast last week.
Yeah, which I forgot to come.
Yes, you did.
I did forget to come, I must say. I know, I was planning to come. I just forgot.
And I was telling everybody, no, Roy went there. He's representing me.
Yeah. Yeah, but I wasn't. Oops. So anyway, he comes to us from the deep of Hyde Park. He is our coin, antique, memorabilia, and electronic expert. Welcome, Mr. Eitan Nadler.
Good evening and Chag Sameach, everyone.
From Top Cash. In 96 Anton Drive, is our Swiss watch and diamond expert. I want you to welcome our own Liel Rimon.
Thank you, Roy. Chag Sameach to everybody.
It is absolutely a pleasure. So what else do we have here? So we've got...
It's actually who.
Oh, yeah. He's a decorated journalist, our blogger, and South Africa's best movie critic. I want you to say hi and applause a little bit to Mr. Peter Feldman.
Thank you, Roy. Everybody's gone away already for the long weekend.
Yeah, it's
so
crazy. Yeah.
Highway was almost empty.
Yeah. And hopefully they're going to listen to us on Sunday. You know, on Sunday, apparently, they
rebroadcasted at 10 o'clock every Sunday. I listen. And I think a lot of people are listening. I think a few people are even trying to get on through to us so that they could get their movie tickets.
You know, my friend called me this morning and he said...
First of all, I'm surprised you got friends. All right.
Why? Yeah, you're carrying on. Got friends.
He's got friends.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Horrible person. Yeah, my friend called me this morning and he sounded very surprised. He said, listen, I've got electricity. Do you have electricity?
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah? You know what's the worst thing that can happen? You know, my question to Eskom is, guys, and listen, I should say it only once. Does Eskom knows how long is 2.5 hours is when you have only your wife to talk to?
Yep.
Does anybody can figure that one out?
Where do you live that you're getting 2.5 hours?
Yeah.
The rest of us are having 4.
No, he don't worry. He lives in
I actually don't get any load shedding.
Yeah,
I don't get any load shedding. We are very happy there.
Someone from Natal wrote this joke, so that's probably why they're getting 2.5 hours. I think only Senton and Four is getting 4 hours twice a day.
No, hold on a second. I'm in Senton.
Yes. No, you got generator in your building.
Yeah, I've got generator in my building, but otherwise, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It generates.
Yeah.
You still need to get to your house without robots. It's not easy.
Yeah, it's a problem, man. It's a problem. Last week I came, it took me 1 hour and 10 minutes to drive 6 kilometers.
No,
that was crazy. I promise you.
I remember. We talked on the phone. Yeah.
Our telephone number is 061-895-1019. Our SMS numbers are 34519. And please, SMS us. We're going to have Peter Feldman second. First, we're going to have the party girl, Sasha Starr. But not before, we're going to go into a quick song and we're going to come back straight with Sasha Starr. So I tell you something, I'm going to put a song that you guys I'm sure will like. It's just a matter of, we're doing this song because she's got a bar mitzvah today.
Oh.
This girl, yeah, she's, how do you call, how do you say, she's got a birthday today, she's 31 years old, and,
girl, 31 years old, that's,
anyone we know, right?
It's a woman and a half,
right? It's a woman and a half, you're right. I don't know why it doesn't want to play.
Is she famous?
Yeah, it's playing. It's playing or not? Yeah, it's playing.
Who have Let's birthday see. Today?
You say just listen to the song.
31 years old, but
yeah. No, bar mitzvah boy. Bar mitzvah girl. So anyway. I want, afterwards you can tell me who it is. So this is Rihanna, and she was 30 a month ago exactly. And, Sasha just mentioned to me that I made my search today on the 20th of February, on the 20th of March. So I'm so sorry about that. But, yeah.
Everything you say from this point on, we have to correct.
Yeah, for me, woman, you know, for me, woman, I don't really care. So, yeah. Let's go to this one.
Please.
You know that one?
Star Report with Sasha Starr.
So, Sashi.
So, I think the fun news is that a lot of trailers have come out in the last few days. So, we have the trailer for Avengers Endgame, which is, of course, the second part of Infinity War. It wraps up the first 11 years of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We have confirmation that Captain Marvel will be in the film.
We saw her.
And it's coming out on the 26th of April, so
and
not too long.
And Thor likes her.
Thor likes her.
Oh,
we
baby.
Also have trailers for Toy Story 4. That came out yesterday. Sabrina, or Chilling Adventures of Sabrina on Netflix. Season 2 is coming in the beginning of April. As well as we had today the Stranger Things trailer for Season 3. So it's all happening. If you're not at the cinemas, you can be on Netflix and still enjoy yourself. Other news is this, I was very, very surprised about. A few months ago, James Gunn, who directed, Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2, he was fired from number 3 because someone had found some comments he made 10 years ago where he seemed to make light of very serious issues, rape, pedophilia. And apparently these were dug up by alt-right journalists. Even though he apologized, and even though he'd made the comments so long ago, and acknowledged them at the time, he was fired by Disney, so they can't work with him. And there was a petition, and the actors said, no, we want him back. And, you know, production was put into postponement for, I think, almost 8 months. It was a very, very long time. And in shock of shock, Disney have now said they are rehiring James Gunn. And he's thanked Disney, saying, I'm always learning, or continue to work at being the best human I can be. And it seems as though it's happy days, although the production is going to be delayed even further because he's working on the Suicide Squad sequel. Try to say that 3 times fast. And so he's going to finish that first and then only come back to Guardians of the Galaxy. But it seems as though it's going to have the same feel as the others. Sticking with the TV and film, we're all looking forward to Game of Thrones because the final season...
Roy's not.
What's that?
Roy's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
No, hold on a second. You're talking about me now?
No.
Talking about Game of Thrones, Roy.
Game of Thrones?
Yep.
What is that Game of Thrones,
man? No time for you. Yeah. Game of Thrones is premiering on the 14th of April.
Premiering
Kit
where?
Harrington, who stars as Jon Snow, he's now revealed that he had quite a tough time between seasons 5 and 6. He said that because if you've watched it, Roy, you better block your ears because it's a huge spoiler.
Yeah.
Something bad happened to Jon Snow at the end of season 5 and we didn't know
what was going to happen. Is that like an erotic movie?
Not at all.
No. And you don't know what's going to happen.
So why are you guys watching it? For what reason? It's not Rambo. It's
well,
not
you
erotic.
Well, you can watch it as an erotic movie. Yeah, it's
yeah, like, well, you know, there's...
You will enjoy some parts.
Is it?
Nudity in that, I suppose.
Is there nudity there?
There's some, yep.
Really? So I told you. People have to, huh?
I just wanted to add, when you're talking about James Gunn, is this a case where the gun nearly shot himself in the foot?
Boom, drop your mic. So back to, to Kit Harington. He said that he actually needed therapy to deal with that period because he knew something so what that talking the rest about of the world
his,
didn't.
He talk about, we're talking about his death. His,
yes.
His character's
Jon Snow
death.
Died. And everyone was like, is he coming
see,
back?
He needs
is he not
therapy
coming back?
To deal with this what?
Because
he needs a therapy.
People were shouting at him on the street.
No.
Are you dead? And he had to remain stoic. He was under contract. His family didn't know what was happening. So he said it was one of the darkest periods of his entire life. But
he must talk to the Marvel cinematic heroes. Half of them are dead and we don't know if they're going to come alive.
Well, if you have people like Mark Ruffalo and Tom Holland in your cast, they're probably going to reveal the spoilers for you. But the point of Game of Thrones was a segue into the prequel, which is going to come out sometime. We don't really have a date as yet. But Miranda Richardson, who was in Harry Potter, she played Rita Skeeter. She was also Oscar nominated in her own right. She is going to be in this prequel. We don't have a role for her at the moment. But she is being confirmed.
Is this the one we're talking about 1,000 years before?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's not going to follow the plot of the current series. No actors from the current series will be in the prequel. But it's going to have the same feel. George R.R. Martin has created this world. And finally, George Clooney is standing up for someone. His dear friend.
Him I know.
Meghan Markle. Hope
don't
you
know
her too.
No, don't.
He has said that the way the media has treated Meghan Markle recently, especially as she prepares to give birth, has just been completely unfair. He says, it's a little unfair times when I've seen it when the press can turn on you for sort of ridiculous reasons and for almost nothing. And it seemed to me to be a little unjust since she hasn't done anything except happen to live her life. She's really kind and smart and intelligent and they're really wonderful.
He has to say that because otherwise they wouldn't know. So
well, you know,
now Meghan Markle, that's the
Harry's
Duchess
wife.
Of
Sussex.
Sussex.
Oh. It's Sussex. It's so if you separate it to two words,
yeah.
It will work like sex.
Well, did you stutter?
Sussex.
And that's the star report.
But that's it.
Yep.
Well, yes, it's a short and that's why you want to go to
like
the.
Me.
If you see this morning pictures from the Caribbean, I think, of Prince Charles and his dear wife, Camilla.
Yes, she's pretty, let
and
me tell you.
She's pretty like your horse, yeah. And Leo!
Wow. No, my horse is much nicer.
She's not listening to us.
Upsetting
not today,
horse
she's in the
yes,
Caribbean.
Exactly.
Roy's horse is very offended just now. But they are having a holiday in the Caribbean and they took a picture of them in bathing suit and Charles without a shirt. Just listen.
Very white.
They still human beings, guys.
Yeah.
Who is they?
Them.
Even the queen and the...
They also have to do
the
same
monarchy.
Things we have to do to
yeah,
a degree.
Yeah.
And I don't want to mention it on a family show.
Yeah, exactly.
So what are you guys saying? That they are humans and all? That
they are humans.
And all and all?
They are sitting in the toilet. Yeah.
Serious?
Well, you said it, Leo.
What? No, I'm not going to elaborate.
Yeah, not even my wife.
So hear that.
People say she's human.
She is.
You think so? How can you be human to make someone miserable for 34 years and you still call yourself a human?
It's
how
not only a human, no, it's a
who are you talking
saint.
About, Troy?
To make
all
you miserable,
you know, this evening I had a wonderful, not this evening, today I had a wonderful couple with me. Yes. It was a husband and wife, they married 55 years ago, and they came to me today, it was one of the nice people, I promise you. The wife looks so vibrant, so nice. But the husband looks so stuffed, Shaman. He was really, and he looks like a very nice guy.
Proper nice couple.
Proper nice woman.
Sorry, Sasha's reversing out. Bye, Sasha.
Cheers, Sasha. All right. So, before we're going to go to that, let's do that. So, before we're going to go to that, what we're going to do is we're going to play a song that I really, really like. So, here's a...
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
Something we talked about, my girlfriend told me that I need to be a little bit more...
Shelly knows you got a girlfriend.
I'm talking in the old days. I can't talk about today.
In the old days.
Yeah.
You just said my girlfriend told me.
That's why I'm saying in the old days.
Once upon a time.
Okay.
Shelly.
Yeah. Not Shelly.
Not now.
Before
not Shelly. I'm talking to Shelly now. Not now. I don't have a girlfriend. No. Sure.
He's got a boyfriend.
He listened to the show. It's all right. One of my girlfriends told me one time that I need to be more affectionate and romantic. Okay, so I took a second girl.
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie reviews with Peter Feldman.
And we're back. Thank you for staying with us. Our telephone number is 061-895-1019. Our SMS number is 34519. The time is now 6:31, and we're here with Peter Feldman that will talk about the movies. Now, before we're going to say that, please don't forget our numbers 061-895-1019 and SMS 34519, which you're going to pay $1.50. And just remember that it's going to have a quick question and...
We're giving away tickets to New Metro.
Yep.
So let's have people phoning in and enjoy their time at New Metro. Roy, a batch of films opening this weekend with three of the productions veering towards unrelenting violence and death. The first one is Cold Pursuit, which is Liam Neeson. And a lot of people actually say that Liam Neeson is doing too many movies like Revenge, like Taken. But this movie is different. What I liked about it, and I thought this was very screen-worthy of him, is that it's got an undercurrent of black humor. It's almost like Fargo and Quentin Tarantino with crisp dialogue. And he plays a guy who works in a small town near the Rockies. It's snowbound. He drives one of these snow plows to clear the road. And his son works at the airport, clearing luggage from the various planes. And his son gets involved somehow with a drug gang and is murdered. And Liam Neeson's character decides he wants to find out what is going on because he knows his son doesn't take drugs. And this is a revenge film, but different. It's got, as I said, an undercurrent of black humor, and there's so many funny moments. You cannot help laugh. So,
what is the name of the movie?
It's
repeat.
Called In Cold Pursuit. Because it's set
in
the Rockies, in the small town Cahoe, where it's snowing all the time, and he drives a snowplow clearing the roads, and he uses the snowplow in some of the action sequences, and then he hits heads with a guy called Viking. He's the head of this criminal element, this gang. A businessman who runs drugs. He's very wealthy and he does what he likes. A very evil character. And it's played by Tom Bateman. So I must
say... Could have played by my wife.
I beg your pardon?
My wife could have played the evil character.
Evil character, yes. And this is based on Hans-Peter Modrett. He is a Norwegian and he did a movie in 2014, a Norwegian movie, In Order of Disappearance. And he's used the same cinematographer. So they've captured the icy cold, the wind, the snow, and it's part of the movie. I enjoyed it tremendously. I thought it was very funny. And, you know, Liam Neeson, for all he's worth, plays this character with dogged fortitude. He gets on with the job, and there's some very funny moments. Unfortunately, just before the movie was released, he made some comments which was detrimental to him as a person, and he's now announced that this is the last kind of revenge movie he's going to make. So we'll see what happens. And I know there are a lot of Liam Neeson fans out there, and he has a special charisma that he brings to the screen. Whether you like Taken or any of the other revenge films he does, but this one is worth a try. Then the second film I'm going to review is called Destroyer. And here Nicole Kidman, Roy, plays an undercover cop. But they've changed her so completely you will not recognize her. She looks like she's straight off the set of The Living Dead.
Really?
It's unbelievable.
She's a pretty girl.
Well, you should see this movie. And it's about her past. She was an undercover cop as a youngster, and someone who was very close to her, a colleague, gets killed because something goes wrong. And she's now trying, after many years, trying to track down what happened, why he got killed, and she gets involved with this gang again. And she's trying to track down the leader of the gang who's just been released from prison. So it's a very depressing film. It's very dark, Roy. And I don't
know. Is that an injurious test as well, then?
I tell you, you've got to stick with it. It's quite long, but she's amazing. I must say, she gives a riveting performance.
Oh, she's good. She's really
she's
good.
She's haunting, Roy. I must tell you, it starts where you see the car and you focus in on her eyes. She opens her eyes. She's been sleeping in the car. This is where she sleeps. This is where she lives in this car. Because she's been kicked out of the LAPD and she's now trying to gain some kind of revenge. It was an amazing film, and you've got to stick with it because there's so many different nuances within the film. There was that. Then there's a children's movie called The Kid Who Would Be King. Okay. And this is a reworked version of Excalibur. You know the legend of King Arthur.
For sure.
And this is a youngster, young guy, set in modern Britain, who is chased by these bullies from school onto a building site. And in the building site, on the building site,
there's
the sword in a rock. Right. So he grabs a sword. He knows nothing about King Arthur or the sword. And he pulls the sword out. And suddenly things change. And he stirs up Morgana. Now, Morgana was King Arthur's half-sister. And she was very evil. And she was upset that he became King of England. And she's there. She's evil. She's under the ground. And by pulling the sword out, she's revived in a spiritual force. So now all these bad things are going to start happening with this little guy. His name is Louis Circus. He's the son of Andy Circus. And Andy Circus is a capture performance artist. He was in Lord of, he did the Gollum in Lord of the Rings. And he's done a lot of these sort of capture, you know, creatures. Great artist. And his son plays the little boy, 12-year-old boy, who becomes, well, he doesn't become, but he's involved in this whole kingly thing. And the third movie I want to review is Escape Room. Roy, you don't want to see this. It's a puzzle. These six people have survived disaster. And somehow they get this invitation to get to go all meet together in this building. They don't know why they're there. They don't know each other. They're all strangers. And suddenly things began to happen. There are clues how to get out of this room. And as they try to get out of the room, things start happening. A burner comes down. Then they go through a hole in the wall. Something else happens. This is really an endurance test. I didn't like it at all. There's so much violence and killing, and it doesn't really make sense. Because at the end, it doesn't come together. So what do we have here? We've got Escape Room. We've got Destroyer. We've got The Kid Who Would Be King. And we've got Cold Pursuit. Now, the question I'm going to ask our listeners, if they're all there and listening, is what's the name of the actor who plays the lead role in Cold Pursuit? Now, that's very easy.
That's very easy, guys.
It's very easy.
Our telephone number is 061-895-1019. Our SMS, 34519. Please, it'll cost you $1.50. So come on and use it. So, yeah.
Let me just do the T's and C's, okay, which is part of the deal. Vouchers are valid for 2D or 3D movies for regular and VIP cinemas. Special arrangements, thanks to Chai FM and our show. They've organized it for us. The vouchers exclude Extreme and 4DX cinemas, as well as movies in their first week of release. It can only be redeemed at the cinema box office, and they can't use online booking. It's only at new Metro Cineplexes. The winners need to present vouchers as complimentary Mobi codes when getting their tickets, and the vouchers, Roy, expire within 3 months.
So. Thank you so much, Peter. We're in for
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
Life in the 1500s. Most people got married in June because they took their yearly bath in May.
And I still know people like that. Eh?
No, but that wasn't in May.
Huh?
May last year. Yeah. Yeah.
And we're still smelling pretty good by June. However,
nice.
Yeah.
That's too funny.
Yeah.
However, they were starting to smell, so brides carried a bouquet of flowers to hide the body.
That's why the flowers.
Who wrote this stuff?
This is brilliant.
That's not right.
I promise you, that's fact.
I was a teenager when the big Russian immigration came to Israel in the end of the 80s, beginning of the 90s.
And you understood why
they,
the other runs
they used to be in Russia, where it's minus 30 degrees for 8 months in a year. And in this temperature, they used to shower maybe once a week.
Catch Porn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
So thank you for staying with us. The time is now, whoa, 6:45, believe it or not, we've got 15 minutes to go. And maybe it's the last part, actually it's the last part of the show, and it's the last stretch. So we're going to try to stretch some nice jokes if we've got a nice, to make you laugh. I mean, today's Purim, we have to laugh. I mean, you have to, it's a must.
And drink.
Even your wife will allow you to laugh today, believe it or not.
Drink.
What, you don't think so, Ethan?
Well, depend how much blood you have left.
You can laugh today, you'll pay tomorrow.
So, I'm completely, So, I mean, who has been to the, you know, let me tell you a point.
Please.
Humans are, I don't know how to really read, but I'm going to try to read these words. Humans are deuterous storms, which means that they develop in a womb. They develop in the womb, you know. So let me, the fact that the anus it forms before any other opening, before the mouth, the anus is developing, which means basically in one point
you're telling it from memory.
From memory,
experience.
Yeah. Which means basically that at one point we were all nothing but anus.
Yeah.
Yes. Some people never develop behind this point.
They got stuck there.
Yeah.
We are Purim and we're talking about the Jewish woman, Jewish mother. You know, it's a very symbolic
thing. I'm scared to talk about Jewish woman, but all right, go for it.
Listen, we're on radio. At home, we behave differently. So it's
bro,
okay.
Thank God our wives don't listen.
Do you know what the difference between a Rottweiler and a Jewish mother?
Please do tell. Do
well,
tell.
Actually, the Rottweiler sooner or later will let go.
Yes.
So, yeah. I've got actually a story about this nice Jewish boy kid that being the first Jewish boy to be elected to be the president of the U.S.
What?
And after he be sworn in the White House, it was like a week before Purim. So he said, you know what? I will invite my mother to come to the White House for Purim. It's my, the first holiday.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oy vey.
Oy vey.
So that's how the conversation took place. It's very normal between mother and son.
For sure.
So he called her and he said, Mom, you know, with Purim is the first holiday after me become the president. I would like you to come and celebrate it with us in the White House. So the mother said, oh, I don't know, I will have to get to the airport and this. And so the son said, but Mom, don't worry, you know, I'm the president of the U.S. I will send you a limo to take you to the airport. You don't have to worry for anything. So she said, yes, but you know, coming, standing in the line, ticketing, schmicketing. He said, Mom, I'm the president. I'm sending you my private number one to take you all the way.
Yeah.
Said, and then when I get to Washington, you know, and this and stamping. Mom, don't worry. I'm sending you the chopper, to take you all the way to. Said, yes, and then booking a room in a hotel and the suitcase.
Yeah.
Mom, don't worry. There are plenty, plenty room in the White House. I promise you, we'll give you a full quarter.
Yeah.
All right, she said, you know what? Okay, let's do that. As they put down the phone, she is calling her friend, her good friend. Say, Ruti, I'm going to have a Purim with my son.
Purim with my son.
So Ruti said, the doctor one. She said, no, the other one.
Yeah. So Ramaphosa, calling the United States, calling one guy, he says, listen, we're calling the American president. He says, listen, I have a problem running the country. So Trump telling him, did you try turning it off and on, off and on?
You know, usually what's going on, normal restaurants, whatever. But this, there was a group of Jewish mothers sitting in a restaurant.
Restaurant?
In the restaurant.
Yes.
What did the waiter ask the group? Let me see if you can guess.
Sorry.
Is anything all right? That's a normal question.
Terrible, eh? Terrible.
Well, listen, what can we do? You know, Moshiko.
Moshiko?
Moshiko. Moshiko asked God,
yeah,
how much is penny worth in heaven? So God replied, 1 million.
Ooh.
So Moshiko asked, And how long is a minute in heaven? So God said, 1 million years. So Moshiko asked for a penny. So God told him, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Good one, is that? Good one, very good one. So, what idea? Oh. So, anyway, I don't know if I can say this joke.
Try it, and maximum will beat you.
I'll tell another one. So the power is off, you sit at home, looking at the TV, black TV, you don't look, watch nothing, it's silent, no internet. I start talking to my wife and kid. Nice people.
You actually found them there.
Yeah, nice people, what can I say?
You know, Shemele came to the Rebbe and said, I finished the exam. So the Rebbe said, and did the question give you any problem? He said, no, God forbid, but the answers gave me some problems. Yeah, you know.
I'm sure that my best friend is having an affair with my wife. I'm sure. He seems so miserable lately.
So, Avi, you know, he's sitting in the restaurant. Waiter, I'm in a hurry. Will my woman's stash be long? So the waiter said, no, sir, there will be triangle.
So this woman tells me, hey, gynecologist is followers around on Instagram. She asked me, what else does he want to see? guys, we're going to cut for a small song, for a very nice song. This guy, I'm sure you know him, Roy Orbison. He was actually an amazing performer, artist or whatever. Pretty Woman. Do you remember Pretty Woman?
Oh, yeah.
The only good song.
Well, we remember the woman.
Thank you for staying with us. So now we are.
Yeah, I know, Shreya, if you're listening.
If you're listening, it wasn't me.
The song is for you. From your loving
heart. Oh, Pretty Woman.
Yes.
Only that. So what I want to tell you, so there was, I went, it's a serious story, it's a real story. So I went to Parliament, I wanted to register myself as an independent MP. You know, I wanted to be an independent MP. So they gave me a lot of forms. They said, fill the forms up. I was busy filling the forms up. The lady was very nice and, you know, and one of the questions made me a little bit wary. The question was, are you circumcised?
What?
Yes. So it's crazy. I mean, what is that? So I said, what is that all about? He says, no. Here in Parliament, we only accept complete pricks. You like?
That's why you don't have Jews in the Parliament.
Hey, what do you say?
That's why you don't have Jews in the Parliament.
I think we've got a couple.
You know, there was this Rebbe, he was crazy about golf. He played golf like every day, no missing. And he was so addicted, so if he wouldn't play for a day, he will have a withdrawal symptoms.
All right.
And then came Yom Kippur, and he had a problem. And then he told myself, you know what? When we have a break after the service, I will run quickly, no one knows, and I will play, and everything will be all right. And Yom Kippur, you know, all the praying, the morning service, everything, and as they break in, you know, he snuck out, and he ran to the golf course, and... And here up there, Moses and God are looking down, and Moses telling God, look at this. Wow, in Yom Kippur, the Rebbe going to play golf. Oy, 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 gebal. And as he's standing on the first tee, and he's shooting the ball from the tee, and the ball going flying, hitting a tree from there, flying, hitting a rock, jumping on the water and boom, into the hole. Hole in one. So Moses said, that's how you make him for him to suffer in Yom Kippur. So God said, let's see who he will tell about it.
That's a good one. You know, one of the most wonderful things in life is to wake up and enjoy a cuddle with somebody. Unless you're in prison.
So
you like?
Yeah, well. So you know, a dad calling his son Shmulik, come please help me. He said, of course, dad. He said, I need you to check if my left back indicator is working. He said, of course, dad. Yes, No. Yes. No. Yes. No.
You know, my girlfriend, she accused me of cheating. I told her she was starting to sound like my wife.
You need a new one.
Yeah.
It's time.
So?
So.
What else?
What about, what do you mean what else?
I've got one and I will try to make it short. Okay, so this, we're talking about Ireland now, and this lady walking down the street, let's call her Estelle, and suddenly she see the father make aura or something, yeah, yeah. And hi father, how are you? And I remember you, I married you guys like 3 years ago, and how you guys doing? She said, no, marriage okay, and what about some little tzetzelechs? She said, no, so far, you know, nothing happened. He said, listen, I'm on my way to Rome to the Vatican. I promise I will light a candle to give you, luck and children and everything. Okay, 6, 7 years later, she's walking down the street and she's saying seeing the priest. How are you and what's new? And she said, what can I say? All blessing. He said, and what about some tzetzelech? She said, yeah, since we talked 6 years ago, last time in the street, I had 3 pairs of twins and 2 singles.
Yes.
He said, oh, you must be happy. She said, very happy. And what the name, your husband, McDowell? I know he's on the way to the Vatican to kill the candle you light.
So, think about yourself sitting in the operating theater, and you hear the doctor says, "Relax, David. It's just a small surgery. Don't panic." But doctor, he said to the doctor, "My name is not David." He says, "I know, I'm David." Guys, all right.
That's a good one. Yeah. Chag Sameach.
I want to say Chag Sameach to all the men who think, they are marrying an infomaniacs. The problem is, after a few years, the nympho lives, yeah. and a maniac stays. So what I want to say is, guys, the time is now 7 o'clock, and we're going to say goodbye to you. Happy Purim, enjoy yourself, make sure that, Ad lo yada, you must drink.
Yes.
Yeah. Shabbat shalom from all of us, because tomorrow we're not here.
Next week, Roy's not going to be here, but me
and Eitan will be. I'm going to say hello from the UK.
Yes, with pleasure.
And I'm going to watch the Tottenham game. I'm going to watch the Tottenham game. I'm going to watch the Liverpool Tottenham. So guys, please feel sorry for me as I'm in Anfield. Have a great evening, guys.
Cheers. Bye.